For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning to everyone out there. Good morning. It is a good morning because Jesus is Lord and He's alive. And if you've received breath this morning in your lungs, you've got another day. Time is a gift. Time is a gift. And we're to be stewards, good stewards over time, aren't we, brothers and sisters? We're to be good stewards over our finances. We're to be good stewards over our families and our ministries. And whatever God's put into our hands, we're to be good stewards. So I pray that you're going to have a great day. And I hope you're going to my website to register for our Christmas luncheon, December the 7th. It's going to be great. Full house already. We just want to see you there. And November 30th, our outreach to the homeless with hands and feet. With Victory Fellowship Church. So you join us. Go to my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and get all the details. And look, these messages I'm just endeavoring to do, I get sidetracked because I can just feel the Spirit of God half the time leading me to cry out and ask if you know Christ. And so, man, I just want to be obedient to that. And so I take a little more time to make sure you know Jesus. But anyway, I'm endeavoring to do this message that I'll be doing in its entirety at the Christmas luncheon called Why Did Jesus Come? So we got through the first one, and that was to handle the sin issue. And so if you missed that, so I don't take more airtime, go to the website, click the radio menu page, and I always have these uploaded. So number one, I talked about the sin issue. We had to get reconciled back to the Father. And tainted sin, which was on humanity, couldn't go to heaven. So heaven had to come to us. That's exactly what happened through Jesus. And number two, something I see all the time, I have fought it myself, but I do believe through Christ now I'm free. But what did the angel say in Luke 2:10? Do not be afraid. Another reason Jesus came is to conquer fear. You know, without God, quite frankly, I don't know how people are doing it. Well, you know what? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do, because I see what comes across my desk. Oftentimes, it's leaving in depression with meds. I'm not ragging you if you have to take some medicines. That's not the point. But the point is there's more to survive. There's more to life than surviving, just surviving. You know, I remember this quote. I loved English all through college, and I'm a journalism major by trade, and then went to Bible college. But Thoreau was someone I used to read, and, you know, but he had a quote, and I'll never forget it. He said, most men live their lives in quiet desperation. Oh, gosh, how sad is that? You know, of course, it sounds so, you know, when you're in college and you don't know Christ, everything's so cool if it's dismal and melancholy. And totally wrong. Man, Jesus gives life. He gives hope. He's positive. God is amazing. Not quiet desperation, but life, an eternal life. So the angel says, don't be afraid anymore. All that Roman rule, I won't have time on the broadcast to go into what was happening in Rome at the time. But they ruled with an iron fist. He says, you don't have to be afraid anymore. I've got good news that's going to cause great joy for everyone, not just the Jew, for everyone. There's a Savior that's been born. Break that word down, it means He's a deliverer. He's a preserver. He's a sanctifier. He will come to make you whole. He's a Prince of Peace. Not fear. Not turmoil. Not uncertainty. Peace. Because of Jesus, we have the opportunity to have peace with God. And then peace with our brother. That peace is E-I-R-E-N-E, and it means to be knit together. Emmanuel, God has come to be with us and to knit Himself with us. Oh, it gets great. I got to run. Join me tomorrow for A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless. Rain, it's all-
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.